Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. Where does a beginner who wants to start dropshipping on Shopify in 2025 actually start? And I'm making this video because John and I, my co-host, we've seen some interesting ads and videos show up recently, and we kind of want to debunk them, right? You can't go into make money online space without getting bombarded by ads. And some of the ones that we've been seeing recently, such as you can start a dropshipping business in a matter of hours using AI, come buy my course, or all you need to do is find the next hot product on AliExpress and run a bunch of Facebook ads and you can make millions next month. In fact, I saw a YouTube video saying, I just started dropshipping, I made millions in the first month. And they show some screenshot of a Shopify dashboard. Or that dropshipping is dead. You can find those videos everywhere, every year, back to when I started in 2015. And so I wanted to make a video and kind of walk through how I think about dropshipping. And I bet for most of you, this isn't a way that you've heard someone speak about dropshipping before. For the most part, the majority of people I've ever heard talk about dropshipping, one, they say, dropshipping, I tried that, it's a scam. Or dropshipping, I tried that, it didn't work. And when I dig a little bit deeper with people, they tell me, you know, I found a product on AliExpress, such as this monocle right here, and I ran Facebook ads, and I spent a lot of money on ads, and I didn't really make any sales. And the couple sales I did make, the product took forever to ship. It showed up weeks later. I had a bunch of people charge back. I had a bunch of people want returns, because when the product did show up, the product was pretty terrible. And that is like most people's experience with dropshipping. And I think it gets a bad vibe. It leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths when they've only heard of that style of dropshipping. And my belief is that high ticket is the only proven way and sustainable method of dropshipping. And I've got the receipts to back it up. So does Wayfair. Have you ever heard of Wayfair? I bet you've heard of Wayfair. Wayfair started as dozens and dozens of different high ticket dropshipping businesses, and they combined into Wayfair, where they still dropship products today. Dropshipping is simply a method of fulfillment. It is just a way that a product gets from one place to another. So if you are looking at it the way that John and I look at it, you would call this more like retail e-commerce. So high ticket retail e-commerce. We are teaching you to sell products people have already heard of from brands they're already searching for and become a retailer for those products, just like you would see on a niche store in a quaint downtown somewhere selling, you know, specific products, right? Or a grill store, you would go somewhere they're selling, you know, Traeger and some of the big name grills. You too can sell all of these name brand products online in your own niche e-commerce store, retail e-commerce store, and I would recommend that you should go high ticket. So I want to walk you through how I would think about this, and I've laid out like five steps here that I think we can walk through. One, I don't think you should think about selling products when dropshipping. So if you go think about, again, how this was probably related to you in the first place, if you've heard about dropshipping before, it was go to AliExpress and find a product. That's how the majority of dropshipping online is being taught. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. And the reason is, behind that screen, behind the little numbers you see in your analytics or on your ads or in your clicks, that's a human. That is a person raising their hand saying they're interested in what you have to sell. And you should want to serve that human, not necessarily sell products. Now, in the end, we're going to end up at products, but we should start with the person. We should start with who's the person we want to serve. And I'm here to tell you, you should, you know, choose carefully. There is certainly some avatars, some people in this world who I don't like to serve. I've been open about that on podcasts in the past. There's been things that I've sold where the audience who's purchasing those isn't the most fun to sell to, for lack of better words. And so I would encourage you to find a person you want to sell to, a person with a passion, and then go find the products they buy. So if you find someone who's deeply into barbecue or deeply into smoking, you're going to end up at pellet grills or smokers or specific types of grills or Kamado. You're going to end up in a very niche type store, and then you're going to have a plethora of high ticket products to sell, a plethora of, you know, low and middle ticket products to add in there as accessories and add-ons, which is going to give you opportunity to bring on your own brand later on some of those smaller items or even the bigger items. But if you start with the person, you already know all of the things that will help them solve their problem or help them live their passion. So I encourage you, rather than think about products, think about people or think about businesses. One of the things I've been doing lately to test my ability to come up with more ideas was just literally driving here to the office. I will go past many, many small stores. And each one of those small businesses is an owner who had to buy things for their business. And inevitably, I'm coming up with ideas I never would have thought of before. Now, a couple episodes back, you can hear John and I talk about a few of these ideas. I'd encourage you to go check that out. I'll make sure our editors put a link to that in the description. All right, now that you have found the person, you need to go find the products that they purchase, right? And I would recommend you look for products above $1,000. And honestly, if you can get north of there, I would do that too. And now this is simply math. So going back to the monocle, which I have misplaced on the desk in front of me, here we go, the monocle, right? Let's imagine this is $30 and you can get it for $3 on AliExpress, okay? So the other method of dropshipping, in order to do 30,000 in sales, you're gonna need to sell 1,000 of these. 1,000, right? And you're gonna have to go acquire the customer and ship the product and deal with all of the returns and the chargebacks and the customer frustration that we talked about earlier, right? In fact, those courses out there teach you to set up a store, make a bunch of sales, piss off a lot of people, and then burn down your store and start all over again and piss off a bunch of people. What a shitty business model, by the way. Let me talk you through a better method. So let's imagine we are serving that barbecue person and we're selling pellet grills. I'm going to go look for the brands of pellet grills, and I'm going to find the ones that are above $1,000. Now, there's going to be some below, but there's going to be some way above there. Memphis Grills sells grills way above there, and they make a fantastic grill. You can find these products for any industry you're in. So I would encourage you to find the 1K plus, the 3K plus, the 5K plus if you can, because if we use that 3K mark, the same number we were talking about before, right? You had to buy, you had to sell 1,000 of these to do 30,000 in revenue. You need to sell 10 pellet grills, 10. It is much easier to sell 10 items than it is 1,000, no matter the price point, like inevitably, right? Selling 10 pellet grills is not too difficult for you to do to get the same revenue, have less customer service, less overhead, less chargebacks, less returns, all of those things, because you only have 10 orders, not 1,000 orders. You're shipping from a brand people have definitely heard of. In fact, they're actively looking for that brand and you're shipping it to them and it's showing up and they're thrilled about it because that's from a brand in their local country, for me, that's in the US that they're thrilled about, right? So don't sell products, serve a person. One. Two, carry products that person buys that are north of 1K, north of 3K. Now you can fill that in with accessories. You can fill that in with stuff to build out your business. That's fine. Go find your core products that that person buys that are north of 1K. Three, we're going to run hyper-targeted demand capture type ads. So again, if we go back to this monocle, what are we doing? You're going to run an ad that is someone zooming in on an animal in the wild or someone on the beach, or they're overlooking the pool in Las Vegas and they're zooming in out of their hotel room, or who knows what they're using this monocle for. But you have to capture their attention in a Facebook ad. You have to stop them long enough for them to see something, laugh, giggle, whatever it may be, and be interested in your product. You have to create demand for your product. No one is out here looking for one of these monocles that, by the way, this doesn't even work. You literally can't see through this thing. No one's looking for that. Whereas we are selling brands people are looking for. So we're going to run hyper-targeted demand capture ads, not on Facebook, interrupting grandma's dinner and what your friends are doing out at the bar or out to dinner or your sister's update or whatever it may be. We're going to run these on Google because that's where people go look for high ticket products. They go to a search engine. They go look on Google. And so we're going to run Google shopping ads. Now, you've probably seen those before. You've gone to Google and seen the little scroll bar across the top. Those are all shopping ads. We can run hyper-targeted ads on the products that we sell. So we can get in front of the people who are actively looking for these brands, actively looking for these products, or actively looking for the type of product that we carry. We can get really hyper-targeted here. And that makes so much more sense to step in front of people who are already looking for your product than it does to hop on Facebook, hop on Instagram, hop on TikTok, hop on Snapchat, wherever you may run your ads, X, and try to interrupt someone's feed and get them interested in your product. So we're going to, one, serve a person. We're going to, two, find the products that person is looking for. And we're, three, we're going to run hyper-targeted ads using Google Shopping and some Bing Shopping. Four, we're going to build out content and collections to serve our customer even more. So on one of the businesses that I work on, it sells air purifiers. Now, we can get hyper-targeted and sell the brand people are looking for, right? One of the brands is Austin Air Purifiers. We can get in front of the Austin Air Purifier searches, the Austin Air Purifier HealthMate, which is one of the products, or Better Machine type searches. But the reality is many, many people have a problem. They're problem aware, but they're not solution aware. And so we can get in front of them by building out content and collections that help support people who are looking for air purifiers for mold and mildew, air purifiers for cat smell, air purifiers for cat litter or dog dander. There is lots and lots of terms out there for which we can build collections because we're a retailer of these products. We can build lots of collections and do SEO quite easily on a business like this. We can also build out content answering the plethora of questions. And if you don't know the questions, they're pretty easy to find, right? You can go to answerthepublic.com. You can go to alsoask.com. You can use keywordspeopleuse.com, I believe, is another one. There's tons of these SaaS products out there where you can type in a term. So if you go to answerthepublic.com and type in air purifier, hit the term, you're going to get a lot of questions around air purifiers. You can go even longer tail on things that have a lot of volume, like air purifier for mold. Likely, you can run that same search in answerthepublic.com, and you're going to get a load of questions you can ask. Another tool I like to use is SEO Minion, which comes part of a package with Keywords Everywhere. It's very, very cheap, just a couple Chrome extensions, and it'll help you pull out all of those questions. So if you search anything in Google, you'll likely get some ads, a couple organic results, and then a box of questions. Those questions are questions people are asking around these products. If you're selling barbecue stuff, there's going to be loads of questions here. We should probably go answer those questions in content. And you can use SEO Minion to pull out all those questions for you very, very quickly. All right, so one, serving person. Two, we're going to find those products that person is buying that are north of 1K, heck, north of 3 or 5K, even better. We're going to run hyper-targeted demand capture type ads to generate sales now. We're going to build out content and collections to serve our customer even more and generate even more sales. And more importantly, number five, play a long game and do the work. So often you will see in these ads that they're touted as get-rich-quick schemes. And I know we're in the world of meme coins. Heck, I like to be a degenerate too. I've got a Phantom wallet and I play around with some of the weird coins. I've got a bunch of other opportunities to 100x or whatever it is, but like that's not how business works. And so if you ever see an ad for a business that is like telling you you're going to get rich quick, just run away. It's not true. Business is a grind. It takes a lot of effort, but it's worth it. If you can play the long game and do the work, you're going to find success in the long run, and you're going to build something sustainable. John and I try to teach you how to build a sustainable business that will be around longer than a few months, so you don't piss off customers and keep going. Many of our students have been running their businesses for years. I've been doing this since 2015. I've been part of many businesses. I've built and sold businesses. You're building real assets here, which is another benefit of building an actual business here. You can sell it for a multiple, not just burn it down to the ground when your customers are unhappy. So play the long game and do the work. And it becomes something that grows upon itself. Just do a little bit every day. This doesn't take your entire day. This doesn't take your entire week or your month. It just takes some of your extra free time. And so, maybe a little less Netflix or maybe a little less Call of Duty or whatever it is for you. If you can find an hour or two a day to continue building your business, it's just going to grow upon itself. It's going to turn into a snowball. So play the long game here. And there's going to be some learning curves along the way. If you've never done any coding whatsoever, you're going to have to do a little bit of coding. Thank God for ChatGPT or Claude. I prefer Claude. You can put this stuff into Claude and ask questions. There is $20 a month can get you every answer you've ever needed between Claude or ChatGPT or Perplexity or any of the AI systems that are out there can really help you think through some of these problems and help you understand. There's not a whole lot going on. Shopify is pretty turnkey, but you're going to inevitably want to make a couple tweaks. And you're going to have to learn a tiny, tiny bit of code just to understand how those tweaks are being made. You're going to have to learn how to run Google Shopping ads in a three-tier funnel. We've talked about it on this podcast in the past. We definitely teach it way more in depth inside of our course. It is challenging a little bit to understand at first because it's a new interface. You've probably never been in there, but once you learn it, it does become intuitive. We are going to funnel down keywords so that, again, we can run these hyper-targeted ads. So if we run just one campaign, if you will, inside of Google Ads, it's going to show for air purifier pellet grill. Well, those likely aren't going to convert. So we got to kind of funnel down some keywords out of there into another campaign and funnel down some keywords in there. We run a three-tier funnel in this business model, and it will take a little bit of effort for you to learn that. Shocking. I know you're going to need skills. If you have no skills, you have no leverage in this world, right? And so you're going to need to learn skills as you go. That's what I think is one of the biggest benefits of building a real business is you learn real skills and you can pivot. If this business doesn't work, you can pivot to another one. You can take these skills elsewhere. Right. And the other side effect of building a real business is this is the greatest self-development journey you will ever go on. Hands down, you're going to bump against your own belief system, your own insecurities, your own imposter syndrome all along the way. And you get to break through those walls. And that, my friend, is what is really rewarding is breaking through those mental walls and realizing that you are capable of so much more. And we all have this inside of us and we can all put it to good use. And so another thing you might run into down the road is, there is fraud in this business. You're going to have to pay attention. We recommend using ClearSale. We have a relationship with them, dropshipbreakthrough.com/ClearSale. where they will monitor every order that you get and clear it for you. So you don't have to worry about chargebacks. I know a big thing when people talk about these big dollar items, what am I going to do if I get a chargeback? Well, run ClearSale. If it's fraud, they reimburse you for that. More than likely, there is no other reason you're going to get a chargeback. Now, they do come randomly. I don't want to say they never come, but you know, fraud is a thing in every industry. And so protecting yourself, I think, is mandatory. I like to use ClearSale. And the other is hiring. If you've never hired someone before, you're going to have to hire somebody in your business, right? It can be very helpful in the beginning. Either you have a lot of time or a lot of money. And if you have a lot of money, you can buy help here. You can buy someone on Upwork or Fiverr or wherever, onlinejobs.ph, to help you upload products, right? Help you get stuff on your website, write articles for you, build out collections. Or if you have a lot of time, you're going to do this yourself, but eventually you're going to make sales and you're going to have revenue coming in and things to do in your business, and inevitably you're going to have to hire. So that's a good problem. I would like that problem for everybody watching this. I would like that you build a business and you make sales and now you have to hire. I would really like everyone watching this video to have that problem. And so, like, for me, the real way to win here is, one, build a business that is sustainable in this model. But like, the way you're going to know you're winning is getting that first sale. And I promise you, it'll be something you never forget. Like, ever. I remember my first sale online to this day. It was, you know, 10 years ago, midnight on a night. I was supposed to be working, I was going to work at 4 a.m. It's midnight on a Sunday night. My hours were screwed up on the weekend once again. And I got a sale and I ran out butt naked and danced in my living room. And, my wife at the time thought I was insane, but I was so excited. All the effort I had put in was finally paying off and I made a sale. And wouldn't you know it, soon after I did a 30K month and soon after I did a 100K month, just by continually putting in the effort and adding more products and developing more content and creating a better offer and all the stuff that we teach in Dropship Breakthrough to help you grow your business. And so I've been through all of these stages that I outlined above. If you're at step zero, go find the person you want to serve and then find the products they buy and then reach out to those brands that sell those products. Build a website and reach out to them, right? We've walked through this on other podcasts. If you're at step one, you've already found the person and the products, build your website. Sign up for Shopify. Get a theme. Get some artwork done. Get a logo done. Build your website. If you're on step two, run ads. If you're there, run ads. Set up a merchant center. Connect it to Google Ads. Run some Prosus app off your site. Run ads. Build the funnel like we discussed and run ads. And if you run hyper-targeted ads to your products and you have a decent enough offer, right, in the marketplace that is, you know, similar to the other offers in the marketplace, you're probably going to make a sale. And then you're going to be like, oh, this is addicting. This is fun. And so I encourage you, if you're at step zero, take step one. If you're at step one, take step two. This process is not that difficult. And I hope this dissuade you from trying any of the other get rich quick nonsense, hot product bullshit that is on the internet about dropshipping. Because the truth is, you and I probably know somebody who's tried it and they probably didn't have a whole lot of fun. Where I can point you to hundreds of people who do this method, who are high ticket retail e-commerce businesses who are doing quite well. In fact, we've had many of them on the podcast here. I just encourage you to hopefully look through the noise and then realize, oh, there's some legit people out there trying to teach people how to build a real business. And so if you're ready to get started, if you want to get started with John and I, you want to avoid the potholes and jumpstart your opportunity for success, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. I'm sure there's a link in the description below. You can watch a free training. John, my co-host, he will walk you through one of our businesses and literally show you what it looks like and show you how this entire process works. No obligation. It's a free training. If you want to just go watch how this business model works and go look at one of these sites, dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. And yeah, we'll see you in the free training.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.